On May 5th, all around the world, environmental activists held what they called Connect the Dots events to draw a link between recent extreme weather events and climate change. The Climate Impacts Day action was a project of 350.org, the climate organization that is pushing to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere to 350 parts per million from the current 392 parts per million. Climate scientists assert that 350 is the upper limit above which life on Earth will fundamentally change. Among the many Connect the Dots actions on May 5th was an event held in New Haven, Connecticut, which suffered through Tropical Storm Irene last August and 2 months later a freaky fall snowstorm that devastated trees and brought down power lines, leaving hundreds of thousands of residents in the dark, many for more than a week. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Laura Bosey, an organizer with the Connecticut chapter of 350.org, who helped put the New Haven event together. She describes her group's goals and some of the activities that were offered to Connect the Dots event participants.
This is part of an International Day of Action with 350.org that is meant to connect the dots between extreme weather and climate change. It's climate change that's driving the spike in extreme weather that we're experiencing, from droughts to hurricanes to increased storms. And so we wanted to connect the dots for people in a way that was visual and that also brought it close to home. So we decided to have photos that are from here in New Haven, like a photo of this park where we're at, Worcester Square, right after Hurricane Irene with all of the trees down. So we have a photo of that. We have a photo of other events that have happened here in Connecticut, fires, and then also ones that link out to the rest of the country and around the world, of showing the human and environmental impacts of extreme weather. So we wanted people to see those and also then to learn about the science and some of the statistics about it, but then also have that drive them to action. So as they're walking through the station, then we wanted them to see these things and then feel like they wanted to do something. But rather than just put in a different light bulb, we wanted them to get involved in local campaigns. And we also wanted to help them kind of learn how to do that. So one of our stations is on state legislation on energy efficiency. So we actually have some help for them to call their state legislator, so they can at that booth call the state legislator and practice and see what it's like. Maybe they've never called a state legislator before and it seems scary, but you can do it at the station and realize, oh, that's a way that I can get involved in local politics at home. And so we have a variety of different ones like that. We also tried to be creative. There are other ones where there's a photo petition that's going to be put up online. So different ways for people to get involved. And we wanted to highlight our different state campaigns 350 Connecticut is working on. And then a big part of this 350.org is then doing a group photo. So we took a group photo, and then that's going to go up on a website with photos from all around the world, also from today, from other events like this around the world. And so then we're part of something bigger.
So I know one of the stations is about the Bridgeport power plant, which is a coal-fired plant. Tell me about that.
It's the last coal-fired power plant in Connecticut. And so if we close that down, then we're a coal-free state. And there are very few states that can say that. And there are very few states that can say that they have had coal and that they shut down all those power plants. And so it would be a really big deal for us to close it down. And it was also ranked as the number 8 environmental justice offender in the country, this Bridgeport Harbor Station, because of the pollution that it creates right within communities in Bridgeport.
So you have this Jeopardy game that's called Energy Jeopardy, and it's about all the different subsidies, the different kinds, dirty energy and clean energy and renewables get, and it's much more based, I guess, and the big winners, of course, are the dirty energy ones. But who came up with all those questions? Is that local, or did that come from the national, and you just made the physical copies of the game board here?
No, that was the amazing creativity of one of our members, Frinda. And so we wanted to do something interactive about subsidies, and that was completely her idea. So the facts are from reliable sources, but she invented the project. And we have a subsidies table. It's not a current campaign, but it's something that 350.org is starting to bring attention to. And they're actually bringing a bill to Congress on. It's going to be introduced by Bernie Sanders on May 10th, I think, to eliminate fossil fuel subsidies. And so it's something that there's going to be increased attention to. And so we wanted to start to get people thinking about it.
And how, now that it's over, you've had your 3 hours out here, how would you sum it up? Is it a success?
Yeah, it's been a great success. It's a lot of fun to get to meet new people and have conversations with them about ways that climate change has affected them and then what they can do about it. And it's fun to do something that's creative and that gets us thinking outside of just the facts and figures and also telling our stories and talking about how it's affected us locally and making personal connections. So it's been a really great day. We're hoping that this brings in a bunch of new members. We're an all-volunteer organization, and so we're as strong as our membership base is, and so that's really important for us.
That was Laura Bosey, an organizer with the Connecticut chapter of 350.org. Learn more about Climate Impacts Day and the work of 350.org by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.